sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very excited. I've got a great, super program lined up for you today. Doug Giles, Clash Daily, will be with me, bottom of hour number two. Nearly 2 million students have been pulled out of school. 3.8% of the students across the country have left schools. Their parents have pulled them out of school. We'll talk with Doug about that. Of course, one of the things that's causing the assault against private Christian schools is the fact that the left is freaking out about the fact that they no longer are on top of this indoctrination issue. But we'll get into that with Doug Giles. Cheryl Chumley is with me this morning as well. Her new book, Lockdown, and there is a new lockdown that they are talking about. In fact, that's what this whole WHO is. If you didn't see it yesterday, I encourage you, go to stopvax.org, stopvax.org, and you can find out more. You can send information to your representative, and very important that we get that information out. I'll be talking more about that as we go through the program. Bottom of this hour is when we'll have Cheryl Chumley. Top of the next hour, David Horowitz is with us. we'll talk about. David, of course, came out of the radical movement of the left in the 1960s. He's got an article out about the radical baby killers. Does it surprise any of us when you consider the fact that this is about killing a baby? And boy, I'll tell you, Matter of Life, if you've not seen that, it really asks the most pertinent question, and that is this. Is this a life? If you ask someone, would you defend an innocent life? If you saw a baby lying in the street and a car coming, wouldn't you run out into the street to grab that baby to save that baby's life? Well, sure you would. Who would let a baby just get run over by a car? So the question is it a life? Certainly is when horses breed, immediately when the semen hits the egg, they come out and they say, okay, we've got liftoff. And the individual, the people who generally brought the mare for stud work, take their mare and go on their merry way and take care of that mare and the baby until that horse is born. There's no question in the animal kingdom. Why is there a question in the human kingdom? Puzzling. We'll talk about it coming up. David Horowitz, top of the next hour. Joining me now, though, I'm so excited to get him back on the program. He is the author of the book that I have that I'm holding right now and showing to our television audience. It's called The Devil Inside the Beltway. The Devil Inside the Beltway. And he has given me permission, by the way, to give these books away for your donation today. Can I make a suggestion that you give like a, I don't know, a, what would you say, Michael, a $25 donation be a good one?
What I was thinking.
There
That's
we go.
Exactly right.
How about that? So $25 donation to help us with our ministry in India and our radio program. A $25 donation gets you this book, The Devil Inside the Beltway by Michael Dougherty. $25. Go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. Make your $25 donation today and get this book, The Devil Inside the Beltway by Michael Dougherty. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here, sir.
Well, my, what a journey, huh? What an incredible journey this has been. And you're still on it.
I'm still on it.
Yeah. You and I have been talking about this for what, 8 years?
I think longer than that, but this is the whole thing. It's like without faith, one would be in a straitjacket. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever you say. The book for the listeners is really, the book is the foundation of the journey. It tells the story in a novel, with a point of view of a novel, about my the starting of the government investigation on me and the extortion of me when a cyber criminal stole files from my medical facility that I owned. And now that book created media and government investigation and, you know, government hearings, but it didn't create justice yet. And that's the big picture that we have to understand this country with what's going on in the FBI now. And what's always been going on, we're just seeing things that have always been happening in the past probably century. Not that we haven't always had some level of corruption, because we have, but this is really, they have their power down to a highly refined art. And the FBI does not indict itself. It doesn't arrest itself. And that's why we're in such a severe situation here. And people in power are afraid of them. And one of the biggest warners of that, ironically, is Schumer. And so this is why this is all tied together in the bigger picture of what's going on with the FBI now, what's going on with the FBI and me. But that's all us. It's just my communicating and my writing is all about, this is how our government runs today, folks. And you need to know it, and you're not going to learn it in a civics book.
Well, and I'm looking. I mean, this really goes back to about 2006, right?
2008 is when the file was taken, and right. 2010 was when the FTC started investigating me, and 2013 is when they sued me because of civil action, and that ruined the company because we don't have a media. We have a lazy media that goes for clickbait. So they don't do any work to justify the accusation of the government. And so it's a big weapon for the government. If you and I scream someone's doing something terrible, wouldn't make the press. But when the government says so, the media just reports it and people believe it. And you're way in a hole. And they use that power to destroy and break you. Right. So and then I had to crawl up with pro bono defense and years of patience. And it wasn't until 2018 when we were vindicated. And then in 2019, we got our hands on a whistleblower's legal file. He voluntarily gave it up. And we discovered what really was going on from the beginning.
Which the collusion is with Tyversa and how they were...
Collusion with the cyber criminal and the FTC and the FBI and the Justice Department. And it's a side, really, to put it in Texas terms,
the mafia. It's a mafia.
No, it's the gun running thing. The
moonshine.
No. It's the holder gun running. It's the awarding of guns to foreigners. Whatever it what that was called. But anyway.
Oh yeah. The gun thing down at the border with Eric Holder.
Yeah, I can't. Fast and Furious. Sorry.
Yeah,
I just had a total blank there.
No, it's fine.
Fast and Furious for cybersecurity in the sense that after when the government does something really bad, unintentional or intentional, they never come up for apology or to make amends unless you really have to sue them. And you have to have not one burnt broom, you have to have three. Because over the last century, Congress has and the bureaucrats that have been empowered by Congress have given government actors, judges, lawyers, investigators, everybody near perfect immunity so that they can do anything pretty much. And you've got such a small eye of a needle. They've perfected how they protect themselves with this ridiculous excuse that if they don't have protection for government workers, the workers won't want to work for the government. And that's just like saying, you know, if I don't let you cheat, you won't come to work.
Well, it's making the assumption that if you go to work for that essentially it's saying the government needs immunity because the government is going to break its own laws. The government is going to set the law, but the government is going to suggest that it doesn't need to follow that law. That's a pretty sad. I mean, this is my argument that I keep telling my audience. It's like, look, when you think of politician, you think, oh, they're, you know, crook, thief, all these kinds of things. But Michael, you and I've talked about this for years. The reason that we think that is because that's who we allow to run for office, and that's who gets in, because we the people don't rise up and say, no, we're tired of accepting your kind. We're not going to allow you. You're supposed to represent me. And when I look in the mirror in the morning, when I go into my bathroom and I splash water on my face and I look in the mirror in the morning, I don't look at myself and say, oh, there goes the thief, the liar, the da-da-da-da-da. I look at myself and say, wait a minute, no. God says that I'm different than that. That's not who I am. And I don't want those kinds of people standing in Washington, D.C., determining things and going to work for an entity that decides that coming to work for us means you need immunity because we're going to break the law and we're going to do unfathomable things to Americans.
It's literally going to take a constitutional amendment. I mean, I hate to be that pessimistic, but I'll tell you, while we've been looking the other way and being duped since 1914, they've been building mega castles of protection. This isn't, and that's why, like, when Donald Trump won, some people thought, oh, he's going to turn everything around. This thing has been built for a century, and we've witnessed it every day. We witnessed what they did to Trump from the moment he took office, he was being spied on. The moment before he took office, he's being spied on by Obama and Biden. They had their hands on the wheel of the boat. They've got blood all over them, and they came back in and played dirt to get back into power. And because that is who they are. And we have been lulled and lied to and basically born and kept ignorant. And the story is so horrific that it's worth to them paying the price of cheating, lying, and corrupting and co-opting elections to keep a lid on what would be an explosive pot, because the false god adoration that Barack Obama enjoys and exploits is one of the largest problems with this country, because people just don't want to give that up. And you see
We need to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Michael Dougherty is my guest. You know, Obama, I mean, the peaceful change of power that is supposed to happen did not happen between Obama and Trump. That's the bottom line here. It did not happen. He moved down the street.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Remember, for a $25 donation today, paypal.me/Pastor Greg, paypal.me/Pastor Greg, $25 donation, and we will send you The Devil Inside the Beltway by Michael Dougherty. And this is the book, really, that gives you the foundation for understanding what the FTC did to his LabMed and the collusion that we're talking about today. And there's no greater place, I think, really, right now. I mean, right this second, people can kind of peer back behind the curtain, so to speak, because John Durham has put Michael Sussman, he's the first one that's gone on trial. Mark Elias testified yesterday. I'm sure he'll have to testify more. There was the special agent in charge at the FBI that's had to testify. But essentially what they're testifying to is that this was this whole Trump-Russia and the Steele dossier, the whole thing was a farce. It was made up. And yet, folks, they were able to create this farce to the point of actually being able to bring an impeachment charge against the president of the United States. Well, in a manner of speaking, they went the long way around and went through the Ukraine thing, but really it's all the same thing. The investigation, the whole thing, it's all tied together, isn't it, Michael?
It's the Sopranos go to Washington. You have to stand back and go, how can this happen? Well, what happens is you have a culture that's been fermenting and perfecting itself for a century. They are their own culture, and they have no accountability. When you're a member of that culture, if you step outside of it, you're going to get punished, and you'll probably never work again. Mm-hmm. That's why you see suicides and deaths. And then, you drink the Kool-Aid, when man thinks he's God, and man has absolute power, it is terrifying. It's the foundation of this country. And we have the opposite now running it. They have silently taken control, and they can get away with anything. And this, what I use, this eye of the needle opportunity here, is look how long this has taken for something so blatant. Because they'll do the unconscionable, they'll perform the corrupt. They will not be held accountable in past history. And when it goes public, don't think they run and hide. These people triple, double down. And so they will do everything they can to drag it out. They own the media. They kill the story. They circle and confuse. They compact it so that it can't echo out. And it is a marathon of corruption. And it is exhausting. And they start it with a bag off their head. And we have it with a bag on our head. And right. they also use head on a spike threats. And this is all of the Washington culture, is you look the other way, buddy, or you'll be next. Someone's an enabler of corruption. And they'll take one person like Julian Assange, and they will bury him knowing they'll never get to court. They say they want to go to court. They don't want to go to court because they'll lose. They want to show their power to pull you off the street, put you in jail, keep you there rotting forever. Can you say January 6th, people? So that they scare everyone else. And it's all about the scaring everyone else. Have you seen all the people go to jail for going to climb on the Supreme Court building and try to get in? Have you seen all the people go to jail and have their rights taken away because they're in front of the Supreme Court Justice Office and Holmes threatening them with death over Roe v. Wade? Of course you have not. And so this is because we do not have freedom and justice for all. And you have to go by your eyes, you know, and not necessarily your ears.
Well, and the irony, of course, with regards to what you just said, is the fact that standing in front of the Supreme Court Justices Holmes and threatening them the way that they're doing, that actually is a crime. That is an actual crime, what they are doing when they're standing in front of the homes of those justices. Unlike individuals who were standing on the steps of the Capitol, even that were being targeted and harassed, and those that were waved into the Capitol by the Capitol Police, who are sitting in jail today, having done nothing more than just enter into the Capitol and even stay between the red ropes, a Capitol that, by the way, belongs to the people. It's ours. But that's the problem. The problem is exactly what has been shared here. These individuals think that they are something special. They're not something special. They work for us. Their staffs sometimes think like they're some kind of deity. They're not. Read the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. Make the donation today. $25 gets you this book sent directly to you. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Michael, as always, thanks for being here and pointing out the truth.
Great talking to you. Take care.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm just very, very excited to have my next guest back on with me. She is an online editor at the Washington Times, and she is an author of a brand new book called Lockdown, talking about the lockdown that we went through with this plandemic. I want to welcome Cheryl Chumley to the program. Cheryl, welcome. So good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
Well, I can only imagine the response that you're getting with regards to, you know, the exposing and just continuing. I mean, we have got so much that we have to get exposed with regards to what they did to us. And then on top of that, they're trying to go after it again. And folks, that website, by the way, I mentioned it in the last segment, but it is called StopVaxPassports.org, StopVaxPassports.org, and there's easy instructions to follow to get emails out to your senators, to your congressional member, and to those that are in a position that we need to let know to say no to this and push back against it. Cheryl, talk to me about the book. I obviously the inspiration is what we experience, but your personal journey with regards to deciding that this was something you really wanted to dig into.
So in my 2+ years of writing commentaries about the government's overreach and response to the coronavirus at the Washington Times, I became more and more alarmed at the freedoms we were giving away for non-scientific, unscientific, and randomly enforced provisions and agendas. And as early as April 2020, I had penned this piece in the Washington Times called "The Coronavirus Will Go Down in History as the Biggest Political Hoax." And for that, I was attacked but look at where we are now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so everything that happened during this 2+ years, I go through in my book, Lockdown, but I report on some of the behind scenes agendas and discussions that took place that the left used to justify its continuation of the lockdown.
Wait, hold on a minute. Cheryl, are you suggesting that you behaved like a journalist?
I suppose that's alarming today, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we may not be able to continue the interview because they might come in here, the FCC, and shut us down for actually having a true journalist on the air talking about what journalism actually looks like. Because you in the state of affairs that we are in right now, you're not allowed to do that. I know. I've been banned on Vimeo. I've been banned on LinkedIn. I've been banned on YouTube. You know, I'm banned for life on Twitter. So I fully understand these things. You were a journalist. Go ahead, continue. I'm sorry. I was taken aback by the idea that I was actually talking to a journalist.
Well, I thought even though we all live through it, right? I thought it important because it was so long. The period was so long. I thought it important to draw the links that maybe, you know, some people may have seen things just happening randomly, but it was all linked together in various ways.
Right.
So I go through that and I talk about that. But then more importantly, I look forward to what's coming because there are too many people. And I think this is the big threat right now. There are too many people in America who think we're going back to pre-pandemic normalcies. Things are getting back to normal. If we just wait it out, everything's going to go back and this will be a distant memory. No, not so. And that's going to be the first mistake that the left will capitalize on.
Well, you can see, you know, I have to confess, I've been a Warriors fan since the 1960s, since Al Attles and Nate Thurman and then in 75, Rick Barry and actually Gail Goodrich played for the Warriors before he won championships with the Lakers. So Steph Curry, you know, for the most part has been, you know, pretty consistent with his faith message and so on and the Under Armour issues and standing with them and all that stuff. Anyway, I'm a Warriors fan. So I've been watching, but man, Steve Kerr, this guy and his masks and the need to wear a mask and all that, but that whole protocol thing came out. Right in this NBA playoffs. And, you know, again, it's just a reminder, folks, they will not let us go back to what we used to think was normal. And I think, Cheryl, you really hit on it so well in speaking about that. And then the other piece that I think, and I don't want to make light of this, I know I was, you know, making some, you know, innuendos regarding the journalism and so on, but I don't want to make light of the fact of what you went deep into, because that is so much, that is what freedom of the press is about. You're supposed to be keeping these people honest and exposing them when they're doing things behind the scenes that are hurtful and damaging and that we need to know about and that they need to stop doing.
Yeah, when people aren't, you know what, the media itself, you're speaking of media and journalism, and it just puts me on a line of thought that can't be overemphasized. The media was horrible during this 2+ years of the coronavirus. And when I say the media, I'm including Fox News in this.
Absolutely.
Because I watched with outrage how constantly in the bottom right hand corners of all the mainstream media stations, including Fox News, they had that ongoing daily 24 hour a day case count number that just kept going up. And then they'd have the hysterical pundits on there discussing all the coronavirus cases. Look, when someone says coronavirus cases, and this is crucial because Anthony Fauci is out there right now talking about this. When someone says coronavirus cases, your reaction should be, who gives a freak? Because it's not the case count that matters. It's the case count put in context of recoveries versus fatalities. That's the only thing that matters. When when flu season, think back to before the pandemic, before the coronavirus, did we go around and have running numbers of test positive case counts for the flu? No, partly because it's stupid, it's meaningless, but also partly because people weren't running to their clinics to get tested for something they didn't feel sick over anyhow. You only went to get tested for the flu when you felt sick, right? You didn't just, it's Tuesday, I better go get tested for flu. And then that number would be used to justify a case count of flu. So look at how we did things differently under the coronavirus, under the justification that people will die. Well, we found out that, and very early on in the pandemic, that people were dying like predicted, because the predictions, thank you, Anthony Fauci, we're coming from computer modeling, which is the same type of science that the climate change alarmists use to justify their ongoing clampdowns. So case counts, meaningless. They don't mean anything, and we should just be yawning whenever that comes across the media.
Well, the other piece to this, Cheryl, that I think is important to understand is when they couldn't get the numbers they were looking for, they started putting in mandates, protocols that cause death, respirators, remdesivir. I had it, Cheryl. I had it in 2020, and I had a severe case of COVID with double pneumonia, and I was coughing up blood. Guess what I did? I stayed home. I went to quercetin, zinc, vitamin D3, vitamin C, Pepcid as an antihistamine, and then my doctor prescribed me azithromycin, the Z-Pak, the highest amount of dexamethasone that you could. He said, I'd never given a human that much dexamethasone. I was talking to a doctor about this just yesterday, and they were saying to me, yeah, of course, that's exactly, because you needed the steroid. It's a steroid for your lungs. Hello. And then two inhalers, and I stayed home. And you know what he told me 2 months later, Cheryl?
What's that?
He said, because I refused to go to the hospital. I said, I will not. I, under no circumstances, don't send an ambulance. Don't. I won't go to the hospital. And I had AFib. I weighed 470 pounds. I had every kind of morbidity you can imagine. I died four times, for goodness sake, already. I said, don't send me any of those guys. 2 months later, I'm sitting in his office, and he said, you know what? You are the case study. You are my greatest success story. And if I'd sent you to the hospital, they would have killed you. That's what he said.
Wow.
If I'd sent you to the hospital, they would have killed you. And here's the thing. I just recently, in April, had this sinus infection thing that I just could not get rid of, and it was dragging me down. Finally called the doctor, and they said, oh, well, okay, we're going to give you Augmentin. They gave me Augmentin. They gave me a 5-day supply of a steroid, and then I was having, the big issue was it got into my eyes, so I was using cream in my eyes, and it went away. Talking to my sister last night, she said, yeah, I just got through with this whole respiratory thing. I finally went into urgent care, and they said, yep, you've got a respiratory infection. Do you know what they would have told her a year ago? Do you know what they would have told me a year ago? Oh, you've got COVID. You got COVID. That's the problem. You've got COVID. Oh, my God, you've got to get into the hospital. Where did the COVID go? Now we all got respiratory infections and sinus infections, which is the normal stuff that we used to have before all this nonsense. We'll talk more about it, Cheryl Chumley. The book is Lockdown, and you need to get this. Great journalism. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, Spirit man perfected,
and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. My special guest is Cheryl Chumley. She's got a brand new book out. It's called Lockdown: The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. Cheryl was online editor for the Washington Times. Are you still doing, Yes?
Yes, that's my official title.
Okay, she is the online editor. She's here today as the author of Lockdown, but she is the online editor for the Washington Times. So talk to me about how the socialists were a part of this plan, and give our audience, if you would, some of the things that they will discover. Obviously, we want them to read the entire book to get the full effect and the full picture of this, but what are some of the things that people are going to go, wow, I didn't see that one coming?
So Bobby Rush, who is a congressman out in Chicago, Illinois, but he represents Chicago. He is a former Black Panther activist. He's very Barack Obama, too. And he introduced this piece of legislation called the Contact Trace Everyone Act. It was H.R. 6666, which is an interesting number. And in that, it is a funding mechanism to contact trace everybody. It contained $100 billion in funding. That's billion with a B per year. That's just 1 year's worth. And when you hear contact tracing, you have to think government surveillance, because the idea is the left is moving toward a China type system where they will give you a social credit check in order to be able to travel freely, associate freely, buy things even. And so it starts with the contact tracing for the coronavirus. And on your smartphone, you download an app. And what it does is it kind of pings you when you come in contact with somebody who has tested positive for the coronavirus. And so that bill received so much attention that it kind of got pushed to the side, that now I believe Congress is trying to piecemeal it through, but not before colleges across America started implementing exactly what this bill would do. And students, as conditions of returning to campus the last couple of years, had to sign off on forms that they would download the app, giving administrators the ability to track their movements at all time on college campuses. Plus, they would sign a form guaranteeing and pledging that they would not attend events of greater than, say, 10 people. And why 10? Why not 11? Why not 9? I don't know. That's just the number they settled on. And they could tattletale on those students anonymously who did break those so-called protocols. And so this is in place on our college campuses now. And the worry here is that the next generation is being trained to obey government at all costs. When government tells them to put a face mask on, put a face mask on. How many people do you still see wearing face masks right now?
Yep.
In my area, it's always the young people, very old or very young. And when I say very young, I mean college crowd. And so these people are going to be America's next leaders. And that is a concern that we need to watch as an outcome of this coronavirus, where we are not returning to pre-pandemic normalcies, but we are moving down a road of collectivism, where we're being told that we need to consider the health and welfare of others more than our own individual selves.
Well, let me add to this, folks. You may not be aware of this, but social scoring is already in our midst. The social credit score is already in our midst. There is actually on the investors.com website, Cheryl, you have what are referred to as the 100 best ESG companies. And what does that stand for? Stocks that are environmental, social, and governance values, that they put those first. Environmental, social, and governance values, ESG, and the Investor Business Digest has the 100 best for 2021. Leading the way, no surprise, Microsoft. Dun, dun, dun. Cheryl, I mean, you know, what you're describing, sadly, is already here. It's already here.
Yeah. If you look around the last couple of years and all these woke corporations, and people are thinking, where did this come from? It just must be, you know, pressures from the left. Well, it's bigger than that. If you look at the World Economic Forum and their Great Reset web pages, where Klaus Schwab, founder of WEF, pens in his own words his idea of taking the pandemic and bringing about this new world order, one world order, as Joe Biden might call it, build back better, this new great reset. One of the things they want to do is completely change the economies of nations. Instead of being free market, for example, in America, where businesses are in business to make money and please their shareholders, businesses will be in business to please their stakeholders, which can be anything from radical environmentalists to Black Lives Matter to the old lady living down the road, whatever concern she might have about the business. And this is why these corporations are rushing to become part and parcel of this new capitalism, because the major systems that will deem them worthy of staying in business are also being sucked into this great reset. If you're a business and you want to get a loan from a bank, well, you got to show paperwork showing your social justice, your ESG agenda, and how you're going to carry it out. If you are in business and you need to be insured by your insurer for the next year, same thing. You got to show how you're going to carry out your ESG, your great reset provisions, your social justice duties. So this is bigger than just the next election.
There's a company called SIFT that'll actually give you an opportunity to look at the records that are out there on you. They'd accumulated over 400 pages of notes on the New York Times Kashmir Hill, ranging from Airbnb reviews to delivery orders. You can email them if you're interested in finding out at privacy@sift.com. privacy@sift.com. They've got an online form. But the New York Times noted that some companies like consumer tracking database Customer with a K refused to share data while repeatedly saying that it would soon. So there is a way to find out. But I think that the issue there is to figure out how your information is getting out there and protect yourself. And there are programs out there that you can get to do that as well. Cheryl, thank you so much. This has been so insightful. I'm so grateful for you coming on. Again, the name of the book, folks, is Locked Down. lockdown, sorry, not locked down, lockdown, the socialist plan to take away your freedom. Encourage you to pick it up. Go to Amazon, use Amazon Smile and type in Faith Harvest Church and you'll support our good work here. Lockdowns, the socialist plan to take away your freedom by Cheryl Trumley.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.